Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, welcome back. It's hour number 4 of the GBAC Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. GBAC today is coming up at 5:30, LA Live at 5:40. The Max Crosby storyline is not over. We'll dive more into that coming up in just a little bit here in the GBAC Nation. It's a Mavericks opening night. Mavs and Spurs coming up at 8:30, so we got a lot of juice here for tonight's sports discussions. Of course, Fan After Dark's coming up with Fred and Blake this evening as well, so we'll go well into the night, live and local. Time now for an edition of the finest. Here's the Chief.
Prayers up to an absolute legend, longtime NFL play-by-play announcer Kevin Harlan. Nothing's wrong with him. He's just having to call that Dolphins game this week.
So. Oh, geez, you scared me there for a sec.
Gosh, they put him on the Dolphins call?
Yeah, I'm like, why are you burying Kevin Harlan to have to watch the disgusting Dolphins?
He should be elevated.
He
not,
should.
Not diminished.
Yeah,
we need more Kevin Harlan.
I couldn't agree with you more, man. Imagine Harlan and Romo together. I mean, I'm not trying to remove Nance or anything like that. He already told us he's retiring in like 17 years or whatever it was. There's a video circulating today from draft night when Drake May got selected by the Patriots.
Yeah.
And Bill Belichick says, quote, of all the he was just on a Patriots hate tour, still is. He says, of all the quarterbacks, Drake May was my lowest rated passer.
Wow.
I mean, thank God the Patriots got out of the Bill Belichick business. Imagine
yes.
how disgusting they would be right now.
Yeah, and I feel like you had a very short reprieve there in that AFC East from his reign of terror. But Drake May and the Patriots are going to be a force to be reckoned with. I won't be surprised if they move past the Bills in the next couple of years as clearly the best team in that division.
I'm with you, man. I'm with you. Drake May is that dude.
Hopefully, my guy Elliot Wolf gets to stay on as personnel guy. It seems like him and Mike Vrabel are working pretty well together.
Seems to be working. Yeah.
Shout out to Josh McDaniels.
Yeah.
Pretty good job security there, I'd say.
Yeah.
It was looking murky for a while. Get the right quarterback, get him some better protection, I think is a big move they made.
Yeah. Big time. Yeah.
They signed Milton Williams defensively. He made a lot of good decisions.
Well, see, that's what, and Elliot, they remember how many times the Patriots always went off script and they went and got some, and nothing against directional North Dakota or anything like that.
Oh, they go and get the Colton Strange,
yeah, but
like
it's
random
always,
picks.
Yeah, it's always some kind of pick where you're like, were you trying to be smarter than everybody else pick?
Yeah.
But they went out and they got the LSU tackle and, you know.
Will Campbell,
something to build around
there.
Been
good.
The old outthinking the room situation.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the quote from DeMarvion Overshown? This guy is just a true joyful man.
Lead us, please.
Love this guy. Practice today for the first time in 2025. Quote, who am I to not wake up every day with a smile on my face? Over the last 317 days, I've been injured. I've been blessed to have a kid, be engaged. I didn't lose any sleep. I woke up every day smiling.
The stud.
And just seeing the photos of him out there, aesthetically, he is just picture perfect.
He looks incredible.
And now he's got that zero, too. I forgot about the zero jersey bump for him. Gosh, I'm fired up.
Bennett got to, he fired the cannon after the game the other day. And Bennett says one of the nicest guys.
Oh, Overshown was out there?
Yeah, he fired at Bennett. Bennett, wow. They loaded it up for him, and he hit it. And Bennett says, what a nice guy.
He had bet with Kenneth Murray, and Kenneth Murray had to wear, because Kenneth Murray's an OU guy,
just
a bunch of Texas gear. Yeah.
Ooh, I don't think I'd be making that bet if I was in that rivalry. You know, those pictures are going to live forever. He said he's stronger, faster, can jump higher, more explosive, you name it, I'm all of it. Everything about him is amazing.
Gosh. Yeah, he's a dog. I mean, I don't want to
stay healthy.
It seems like they're putting a lot of expectations on him to come back and be the savior,
they
and that's not fair.
No, not at all.
If they stand pat at the deadline just because they're getting Overshown back and they're maybe getting Revel back at corner, give me a break, dude.
I don't think there's any chance they don't make a move.
Well, I appreciate your vote of confidence there. Yesterday, we found out that the Ravens, due to their just total disaster of a season, removed all the fun from the locker room.
No fun zone.
We're blaming John Harbaugh for that.
Yeah. We all agreed they made the right decision there, right, Chief?
Yeah, that's right.
what are you doing?
Apparently, the ping pong tables and all the other incredible arcade-type games, this was like a full-fledged Tornado Terry's they had in their gosh dang locker room.
I'd have burnt it in the middle of the practice field.
Oh, that would have been good, man. It was apparently initiated by the veteran leaders on the team. It wasn't the coaching staff. It wasn't a punishment. This was players.
It was all the dudes that couldn't play video games.
All the guys that sucked at the cornhole and the ping pong. Like, let's get this out of here.
The funnest thing to do with Papa Shot after you play the traditional way and find out who the best is and you can never beat him is to go distance. Yeah. We had one at the last radio station that I worked at. We'd have a tape mark on the floor. And you'd come into work every day wondering who's the record setter, and you'd write your name on there. And you had to have a witness, you know, in order for any of these to count. But we had the best time with it.
That's awesome.
We ultimately ended it because we couldn't get it up against the wall and have our arms still be able to, you know, cock back and throw. So,
okay, and were y'all a good winning team?
What do you mean? The radio station?
Yeah.
Oh, we kicked ass.
Like, see, like you guys were, so it worked for you guys.
Absolutely did.
See, there you go.
That and all the beer.
the beer can help. Yeah, people forget. I mean, you were hammered running Mariners games for many years.
Yeah. Yes.
In Seattle. Hosting shows.
107
games. A throwback.
It's not talked about enough.
Not talked about nearly enough.
Who do you guys think is your odds-on favorite for DPOY?
DPOY favorite right now. Gosh.
It's going to be Micah Parsons at plus 180. Going to go ahead and answer that question for
you.
He's
not going to win.
Thank you.
Then it's Aiden Hutchinson. And
I could win it.
Nick Benito.
Yeah.
Who we will be seeing.
Got to watch him tonight.
We will be seeing him on Sunday. Yes. I mean, the pass rush for the Broncos.
Yeah.
No joke.
Him and Edgerrin Cooper.
No joke, dude.
Or Jonathan.
Jonathan Cooper.
Seventh round pick.
And Zach Allen.
Yeah, Zach Allen's all, I mean, and that guy got paid in the offseason deservedly.
It's funny with Denver, they didn't draft any of their three interior offensive linemen, the starters, all signed.
It's amazing. You don't always have to build a studly unit through the draft.
Yep. All of them are.
They didn't draft minors?
No, I'm talking about their defensive line. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Zach Allen they got from Arizona, DJ Jones they got from San Francisco, and John Franklin Myers they got from from the Jets.
Look at that. Making it happen.
Okay, so your quirky football stat of the day. I don't know if you guys remember this, but on Monday Night Football,
Patrick Mahomes,
you had Cooper Kupp throwing a football.
Yeah.
And that, of course, resulted in an interception.
Oh.
He has thrown six career passes with zero completions, Cooper Kupp has. So he now has the second most passes in a career without a completion since the merger, of course.
He must be throwing that thing around pretty good in practice.
Wow. I know. It's like, what type of confidence
he never misses in practice.
His play callers.
Why does Sean keep calling the play?
Sean was calling it for a long time
Kubiak.
Now. Of course, he's with Kubiak.
That's what I'm saying.
But what would make Kubiak feel like over the course of his five attempts that this would be a good idea for him? The funny part about
this. He talked him into it. Is what he did.
Come on, let me, coach. I got this,
coach. I could do this.
Come on, we're just playing the Texans, coach. We're gonna find a way to win this football.
We can dong around out here.
It's Jeff Fiegels, though, the former punter
from the Giants.
Oh my,
Eagles,
gosh.
Right?
He has the most career passes with zero completions because he inexplicably threw the ball eight times in his career. But unlike Cooper Kupp, he never threw an interception.
But he also played 20-something years.
It's like a couple of fake punts.
Yeah, he played from 88 to 09, dude.
My gosh.
Was punting for just a professional
punter.
He sold
Eli Manning his number. Is wow. what he did.
Remember, yeah,
he
that's got right. The, he got a the, bag for that,
got
too.
Got a bag and he got the Disneyland trip for the family.
Dude.
Or Disney World.
Yeah. That's a hell of a run. Yeah.
By the way, congratulations to Tua T. I know he's been down bad right now. Everybody's talking mess about him because he sucks.
Yeah, all you Dolphin fans.
See, he admitted he was too short today. He didn't want to throw the ball to Jalen Waddle because he couldn't see.
Hey, man. I mean, that's just.
I don't want to just throw it blindly. Well, sometimes maybe you should, Tua.
It feels like he's throwing blind.
Yeah. Can't be worse than what you're doing now.
At least half his pass attempts.
Like he's concussed.
He's got the most two or more interception games in the NFL since 2022. He's done it 12 times.
Oh, my God.
12 times since 2022. He's had two or more. What do you mean, what's happened to him? His brains have been slammed
I'm
into
just
the turf
saying, what's
in
happened?
A way that has
ability,
him not being able to play
ability.
Quarterback
what's
anymore.
Happened
yeah,
to his
think,
ability?
I think it's the maybe it's the concussions.
What's happened to his ability?
I mean, they haven't
got
really.
A pretty ball.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's. A handful of reasons, but one of them is definitely his brain can't function the same way it did before it got smashed far too many times. And it's sad, but that's just what it is. George Pickens threw the first seven games in his career, 26 catches, 28 catches, 31 catches this year, 36 yards. He's at 607 yards. He's never had more than three TDs through the first seven games of a season. He's already at six right now.
Yeah, he is.
So the George Pickens season is definitely on its way to being as dominant a season, the most dominant season that he's ever had. And him mic'd up on the
sounds
great. Of the sideline.
Him and Marshawn Lattimore going back and forth is great.
Yeah,
what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? Everything?
I mean, it always helps when you win the game, but the pregame where Dak's like hyping everybody up, and then Joe Milton starts dancing, and then here comes George Pickens and his dancing. I'm like, dude, I'm here for this. All right. Yeah. Now again, if they lose that game 44-22, we're probably setting that particular film on fire and making fun of it. But, man, just the vibes right now with these guys are wonderful.
Immaculate.
And they're gonna get so much better if they can find a way to add. I don't know, Mac Crosby or something like that.
I don't know, just spitballing.
And the donging around, as Zach called it a few minutes ago, is not quite as welcome when you're losing. You know, that kind of stuff they do at the beginning of practice, where they're getting the vibes right and doing bits and everything. Yeah. Don't play that clip after a loss. Cowboys Twitter will melt down.
No question about it.
Yeah.
All right, it's time to prep your bodies. Surprise.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Guess that spread
early
on a Wednesday.
Had to catch him off guard. Boycott. So they didn't cheat.
That's what we have to do.
Boycott.
There's only one guy with integrity in here. He's feeling confident because this is how he always does it. Broadus, ChatGPT, cram it up your cram hole.
Wolchuk,
I don't want to see it. Thursday night football.
What don't you want to see? Because I'm showing them off, baby.
Carson Wentz undefeated on Thursday night. Him and the Vikings travel to L.A. to take on Justin Herbert and the Chargers.
Okay.
Guess that spread.
Chargers probably favored by, you tell me, Eric, you got the numbers in front of you, don't you?
Damn right I do.
I'll take Chargers. You go first.
4.5.
I'm just going to go 4.
3.
3.5.
Oh.
You all suck. How about this? Dolphins go to Atlanta. Bijan Robinson, okay,
right.
Might have 1,000 yards rushing in this game.
So you're
saying, in Atlanta.
You're saying hit the more on Prize Picks.
I'm going to hit the more on that Prize Picks. Kevin Harlan
is in Atlanta.
Dawson,
home game.
Dawson, guess that spread.
Atlanta by 6.
Brought us.
Atlanta by 7.
I'll go 7.5 since he went 7.
Yeah, 7.5. There it is. Wolchuk's cheating again. All right, we have, let's see. We have the Niners and the Texans. Niners going to Houston. Brought us. Guess that spread.
Niners going. I'm going to actually say Houston's going to be a favorite in this game. Houston minus 1.
The 5-2 Niners versus the 2-4 Texans. Wolchuk, guess that spread.
It's in Houston. Gosh, how could Houston be favored? But I guess maybe they get the home cooking.
Yeah.
Houston by 2.
I'm going the other way. I'm going 49ers minus 2.
Houston by 1.5. We get a quick rematch here between the Giants and the Eagles in Filthy. Wolchuk, guess that spread.
I'll take Eagles by a touchdown.
7.5.
Turds, 4.5.
Broadus is using ChatGPT. Freaking nailed it.
No, I just guessed it because he said 7. I was going to go either seven or seven.
We're playing off each other, Eric. Yeah. It's called teamwork.
Yeah.
Learn about it sometime.
I like what you guys are doing. Yeah. Okay, we have the biggest.
Buccaneers by 4.5.
Biggest spread of the week is the Titans going to Indy to take on the Colts. Dawson, guess that spread.
Oh, this is the biggest of the week?
13.5. Brought us.
I'm going higher than Dawson. 14.5.
Well, F. I'll just go 14.
I'm telling you, Broadus is ChatGPT, and he's on this thing. All
Did
right.
You pull it up?
14.5 there for the Colts. I know he pulled it up.
I love it. If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
There's a couple of my dummy just to make, like, I didn't want to.
Just a half point off.
I just wanted you guys to win.
Depending on what site you look at, you know, you could be off.
I was tired of losing this thing for 7 weeks.
I wish the Sunday night football game was at Lambeau because you have the Packers and the Steelers.
Oh, yeah. That'd be glorious.
Well, Chuck, guess that
I'm
spread.
I'm not looking at this one.
I'm still going to say the Packers are favored in Pittsburgh. I'll say Packers by 3.
Dawson, 3.5. Broadus.
What is?
Well, Chuck just nailed it.
Packers by 3.
Packers by 3. Packers by 3.
You got it.
Let's go.
I can't believe that they're cheating on you like this.
How much do you think?
It's all good.
Kansas City's favored by over Washington now with Mariota starting Monday Night Football.
Oh, that's good. And that's not the biggest spread of the week?
Well,
that's
not.
I guess, yeah, Titans suck.
Guess that spread, Wolchuk.
Let me go 10.5.
Dawson?
This is Kansas City in Baltimore?
No, this is Washington in Kansas City.
Washington in Kansas City? and Jane Daniels is out.
Hell, it could be 2 touchdowns.
And maybe 8.5.
Let me get 8.
Okay, very good.
12.5.
Yeah, you nailed it. Believe you.
Thank you, Chief.
No, thank you.
Sorry about my co-host.
I was waiting for the Heisman odds. I was ready for
that.
That
was one of the best we've ever done.
Who's the favorite to win the Heisman right now, guys?
Great job, Wolchuk.
Okay, thanks, let's step out of here. I got the biggest reason yet to believe Dak is the real MVP.
What?
We'll hit the Expressway G-Bag of the Day at LA Live, all coming up next. And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Nation. All right, welcome back. It's the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Inside the NBA, debuting on ESPN right now. They're talking basketball. Mavs and Spurs coming up at 8:30 at the AAC. It is time to hit the expressway. We'll go commercial free to the top, and it's brought to you by the on-time experts. Cooper Beebe says he might play this week. he was one of the three Cowboys that returned to practice today.
Yeah, I asked a couple of questions to some folks that might know what's going on. And I said, 56 maybe this weekend. And they said, a couple of different people said, we'll see. He has to get more reps tomorrow, which that's the intent. So
okay.
They're going to see what they do with more reps tomorrow. And if they get through tomorrow, then that means Friday. And then that's when you'll know exactly if he's going to play or not. But he's going to need some more reps is what they're saying right now.
That's really going to help your power, your athleticism at the center spot. Brock Hoffman did a really nice job once again for you. Yeah. I think did more than a lot of backup centers would, but there's no doubt there's an upgrade to be had if you can get Cooper Beebe back in the mix. That's exciting. Trayvon Diggs still in concussion protocol, but he was at practice today as a did not participate. Donovan Wilson also DNP. Not sure what's going on there, Brian.
Elbow and shoulder there are the two things. Yeah, I think his elbow popped out of place.
Ooh.
And then popped back in, and he came back in the game with a Tyron Smith-like knee brace on his elbow.
I think he stood up and shook it out, actually.
Yep.
Is what he
so.
Did.
Maybe that's so. Time. Shook it out. Shook
let
it
everybody
out.
See.
Okay, the most convincing reason so far to believe Dak is the real MVP of the NFL. You know, to me, when you're talking about most valuable, there's a lot of different ways to look at it. And I think NFL media has got this one wrong by giving it to the quarterback who produced the most on a loaded team. It should come down more to how much have you done considering your surroundings. And we go to offensive line rankings. This is from PFF. So if you think they're terrible at their jobs and you know your eyes watching highlight packages and skimming NFL Twitter are more reliable, maybe this means nothing to you. And here is the bad news on the offensive line rankings. Denver's number two. Their line gave up 10 pressures, one being a sack on 55 dropbacks against the Giants, who have a great front. The 90 PFF pass blocking efficiency rating was amongst the best of the week, and they've been great all season long. Number one is the Colts. Number three is the Chiefs. Okay, you have those Chiefs coming up in about, I don't know, 6 weeks or so. And then you start scrolling, and you're thinking, man, Cowboys played pretty well, but they've been hurt. You know, not sure if Beebe's going to be back. Certainly the Cowboys are here somewhere. I mean, great offense, great running game. The Cowboys have the 22nd ranked offensive line, according to PFF. Their front five surrendered 10 pressures, including two sacks on 36 attempts against the Commanders. Their 78.8 PFF pass blocking efficiency ranked just 26th this week. That's Dak putting up 44
wow.
with an offensive line operating as a sieve. That's scheme and quarterback play.
I thought they played better than that, but damn, that's low.
Yeah. First round pick Tyler Booker returned to action, was one of the team's better performing offensive linemen, gave up two pressures, earned a 72 PFF pass blocking grade against the Commanders. But what do you make of that premise that with this offensive line, that should be bonus Dak? I think if the media was looking at that, I think it one day they will. I don't know if they're up for the task.
Yeah,
yet.
I mean, I think EPA is also a good one. Expected points added, and if you look at that, which is adjusted for pass protection, receiver drops, dropped interceptions, fumble recoveries, and it also gives credit for expected yards after the catch and accounting for defenses you face. Dak's number one, and it's not even close. I mean, he's got a 100 EPA, 98 is his PFF grade. So if you average that out, it's a 99. Number two is Sam Darnold, Drake Mays at three. Stafford, who I do think has been fantastic this year, is at four, followed by Justin Herbert. Those are your top five. The quarterback you're playing this week, and right now the MVP favorite's Mahomes, right? And he's at 10 on this one when you look at adjusted expected points added. But Bo Nix at 27 on this list. He has not been good. His average GPA is at a 29 right now, which is just ahead of Justin Fields. That's not company you want to be in.
Does the offense keep rolling against Denver's defense, I think, is a huge question.
And
if you can play them and you know, go get your 35 or 40 points, I think maybe the respect for this on a national level hits its peak.
Yeah, you just got to figure out. This is a 3-4, an odd front. We'll get into it more tomorrow. I've got some more film work I got to do. But, yeah, this is an odd front when it comes to very similar to what you dealt with. And this is what my worry would be. Is what you dealt with in Carolina. And I mean in a way of the big inside defensive tackles that, you know, play when you start to talk about Allen, DJ Jones, I mentioned him, John Franklin Myers. These guys are big inside guys, and Dallas really had a problem with Carolina's big inside guys as far as getting penetration. And then now you've got to, you know, you've got to look and think about blocking those guys, but then you got these outside backers really are like stand up defensive ends that cause a lot of problems. And, you know, this group really does a great job of running to the football and really kind of choke you off that way. So it's Dallas has played some good defenses before, but the combination that gave them the most problems were when you get those three big inside guys.
Man, that Carolina game was such a disaster. Could you imagine if they had just beaten Carolina like they should have? 4-2-1 right now. Yeah. Everything would be...
You'd be feeling great.
A lot different. Justin Fields... Oh, go ahead.
No, I think the Chicago loss was bad, too, because I kind of felt like that was the game that maybe the quarterback... If you talk about a game that wasn't the quarterback's best game, I think he missed some throws that he could have made, or he... Put it that way, the last 3 weeks he's made in these last few games where he missed some of those throws he normally would make in that Chicago game.
Yeah, Justin Fields took the high road responding to Woody Johnson throwing him under the bus yesterday. He said you really can't judge first-year coach Aaron Glenn when you have a quarterback that can't complete a pass. He went around for seconds and thirds on Fields. Fields said today, I don't think me talking to him is going to do anything. It's not going to make me play better. It's not going to give me more confidence on the field. So I don't think there's necessarily a point in talking about that. And I doubt he'll come talk to me. Yes, I would second that. Okay. And next, let's go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has your G-back today.
Next, let's go into the Pimp Cup. Hey, what's up, Tolos? Listeners, what's a Tolo, fellas?
Turn it on, leave it on,
listener of this here station. This is G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on The Fan at 5:30. My name is L.A. Lucius Alexander. How you doing? Hit me up on Facebook. Lucius Alexander, how about that? L-U-C-I-O-U-S. Or you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. And send all your hate mail there too, fam. I see you out here hating. This is day two going for three of this champion audio. Shout out to Tolo Christopher Borden. Put me on game. Shout out to you, sir. He put me onto this longtime Tolo. Well, you know what? Let me not cap. Longtime Cowboys fan, Miss Gonzalez right here. She was not a fan of how they were treating her baby Dak out there on the field.
Yeah. Look at that son of a bitch, Commander, what he does to my quarterback. He's a f***ing ass.
Yeah.
Illegal my ass. He almost killed my quarterback. Yeah. Kick him out of the game. The game.
The game.
F***ing 55 hit. Get him out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Always playing nasty, even when they were the Washington Redskins. They always have to keep doing that kind of shit.
Yeah. Nasty.
Damn right I'm mad.
Damn right.
That's uncalled for. Yeah, look what he did. He almost took his head off.
Yeah, that's beautiful,
man,
right?
Man, I got to meet Miss Gonzalez. Let's get her on the show.
Yeah.
I just want to know more about her.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Get him out of there.
All right. Let's see here. What are we going to do to next, fellas? Got a lot of stuff I've been loading in the folder. Let's go to Pat Mahomes. He was brought up on Monday, so I'll let the audio sit for a second. So it'll be nice and good again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes the leftovers are great. Some brilliant acting right here by Patrick Mahomes. He's the GOAT. Try to get a hard count snap, you know, trying to get the jump.
Yes.
See what happened there. But let's see what happened.
Tried to draw him offside. Sorry. Mahomes says, Coach, it doesn't
work. Oh, there they go.
He was faking it.
There they go.
He got you.
You would give it up on that one. You thought for sure it was a draw, didn't you?
The Andy Reid.
Draw him offside.
Unbelievable. Pete Carroll even knows this. We're going to make you think we're trying to draw you offsides, and then we're going to go ahead and take a downward punt. And then he goes, and Mahomes goes, gosh, it never works. It never stinking works.
Yeah, that was some good acting right there. He threw his hands up and everything, looking at the coach.
It never works, man.
It never works, man.
I'm glad they're trying something new because that's getting annoying.
Do what?
The attempt to draw him off.
Oh, yeah.
See, you coming a mile away these days.
Yeah, you can. You really can.
I think there was a moment when Kurt Warner was with the Rams years ago and Mike Martz was the play caller. And, like, he, like, gets out from under center and like starts walking towards the sideline and like rips his chin strap off and he's like bitching, and then they just direct snap to the running back.
Oh, there you go. Wow.
Sounds like something Witten would draw for his high school squad.
I think the best one ever.
He pulled a rabbit out of the hand, y'all.
Who did the fake spike, though? They're running up to the line of scrimmage. It's late.
Dan Marino. Dan Marino did that against the Jets.
Monday Night Football, right?
That's a badass move,
Is that the miracle at the Meadowlands? Maybe I'm tripping.
That was a Monday Night Football game.
But that was, I thought that was Eagles at, well, it might have been, but I remember.
I think that was also Jets Dolphins, but different game.
But yeah, but then there was also the Joe Pisarcik fumble. You know,
the fake, that might have been the Patriots. That might have been Bledsoe and Marino.
I got Dolphins Jets 94. Yeah. Marino faked spiking the ball, stopped the clock. I'm probably watching it live.
2000 was the
ball knower.
I was at the game.
Shoot, somebody on the fan text mad at Miss Gonzalez. There was a BS roughing the passer call. Didn't even hit his head. She has no idea what she's talking about. She has no flag. She's at home on our couch.
She's just chilling, bro.
Lucius, there's some questions
she's
about.
She's going to throw a chunk.
I was trying to find some information. I was trying to find some information about Miss Gonzalez.
Oh, not you. Another one. Another one. Atolo last night tagged me in a video of her saying, "Hey, man, I found Miss Gonzalez right here. Uh-oh. Here's part two of the video." I'm like, I know, man. I know, bro. I know. I'm very aware, man. I appreciate your help, though. What are you saying, Broadus?
You're trying to find more about Miss Gonzalez?
I was trying to find out more about Miss Gonzalez. And again, I get ball sacked a lot on this thing. But they're saying that Miss Gonzalez might actually be an Eagles fan.
Oh no.
She's doing bits out there?
I don't believe this. I don't believe this. She sounded too emotional and passionate.
I mean, the hard R there at the end was reminiscent of the Woolly Bully. Clearly, this gal's inside these borders.
Absolutely.
I looked
at
Cowboys fan Miss Gonzalez cussing, and an online search did not find a specific widely reported incident involving Miss Gonzalez, who is a Cowboy fan, but caught cussing. The search results primarily point to a viral video of September 25th. But she's talking about this game, right?
Yeah.
She's talking about this game, so this might be something totally different, so my apologies. I was just kind of reading about this. I'm like, I guess the more you read into it, the more there's some confusion. I'm trying to find a way where she's located. So
I'll send you a link of Miss Gonzalez.
To book her.
I'll send you a link of Miss Gonzalez. Got that fresh from her Instagram page.
Okay, gotcha.
Let's go to Seattle Mariners. They had a hard time. Like, they're out of there, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did we find out the player that was screaming in the locker room post game?
No, I was wondering.
I think it was Cal Raleigh.
Is that who it was?
Dropping a big.
I read something.
Dropping a dumper, bro. Stop.
Might have been Cal Raleigh.
Come on, man.
Sorry about that.
Damn. It was a passionate poo.
Jeez.
Gone is further than any other team in franchise history.
That, I mean, legacy is no one's really.
Now seeing somebody poo when you do that, you ruined it for me, bro. Ruined it for me.
War stream.
Usually that starts with an F and ends with a CK.
You want to be at home for those moments, man. You don't want to be in a locker room.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Wolchuk, what did you say right here? Hold on.
It's guess that spread.
You want to spread them? You want to spread them right now? I have been practicing.
I have been practicing. It's good for you, man. Stretching helped you out.
He's passionate about his work.
It's all about, you know.
You got to get a .22 pistol up there one of these days.
I don't know how that guy did it, but
I've been practicing.
Spread them, baby.
By the way, we got Matt Stafford, I guess maybe 2015 or something. He was running to the line of scrimmage. He was pretending like they were going to snap it before they snapped it. And then he jumped over. Remember that one?
Yes. At the goal line?
Okay, yes. Dan Marino one, he actually snapped it and then motioned like he was going to throw it and then popped up and I think threw it into the corner.
Yeah. Was that against the Cowboys, the Matt Stafford?
That was nasty. We just reached his hand
That's
over.
That's what Megatron had that game against the Cowboys.
That was nasty, bro. That was
Dez also had a nasty game, too.
That was like a big brother touchdown in the house when you're playing inside. Uh-huh. And the goal is just whatever, like the kitchen.
Yeah.
You just reach over, got it.
Yeah.
It was so nasty.
Right, reporters confirmed it was Julio Rodriguez with that battle cry.
Oh, poor guy, man. Got it out though. What should I do? What should I go to next? How about this one? They talk to a Jets fan. Jets fan.
Oh,
Jets
yes.
Jets fan. Jets
the
fan.
Adolescent. Oh, this Jets
kid.
Fan.
Oh, man, yeah, yeah. Young kid.
I love this guy.
He's had enough.
Y'all see the man get your thoughts on the game.
I hate this team. I was born into this, and I'm not going to ever. I'm always a Jets fan, but like. I hate this team.
Yeah.
I hate this team. Yeah.
It's like Cowboys fans, but if you're always in last place. Yeah. I think that's what being a Jets fan is like. With a worse owner.
Yeah, being a Jets fan would be way worse.
Hard to be a worse owner, but I think they got one. They need a team sale. He looks like a European dude, doesn't he?
Damn.
The way he's all dressed up and everything.
Yeah.
He's always got a hat on.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Just the way he dresses.
Okay.
It's kind of London-ish.
Yeah, it is. Like
he was. I think he was an ambassador, though. I think. Let me look. I can look that. I can try and find something I get right today. I think Woody Johnson was an ambassador.
Woody Johnson. What else did you get wrong today? You got a lot of good stuff right. What are you talking about? It's balanced out.
The thing about
he nailed the guess that spread.
Yeah. Miss Gonzalez.
He's the former U.S. ambassador to the United Kingdom.
There you go.
Hey! Boom. See?
There it is, darling. There it is.
And you go and redeem yourself, dog.
Well, thank you very much, guys.
Name of the game, baby.
Dawson, it was great to work with you and Lucius for the last 5 years. Yeah. Appreciate it, you guys. Dude. I'm heading
well
out.
Done.
I'm
done. Yeah. Have fun at the lake.
I'm done.
Go catch some stripers. What do you say, Lucius? Time
Let's
to vote.
Let's do it.
Is it Miss Gonzalez, our two-time champ, looking for three? Is it Patrick Mahomes? They're faking him. Is it Mariners' anguish from Julio? Or is it the Jets fan? I hate this team. I was born into this. I could go either way on this deal.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Jets fan here,
Ooh,
Chief.
Yeah.
How about you?
Ooh.
I'm going to go champion.
Lucius?
Yeah, Miss Gonzalez.
Bully?
Jets fan.
Brad?
Man, you know what? I'm going to let the fans vote for this one. Jets fan.
Well, you just made it 3-2 Jets fan.
Oh, I thought I made it 2. I thought I made it 2.
There you want to vote for maybe...
he's back with his incompetence.
You just had a dope.
I just said it. I told you I should have left. I was trying to count it up, and I'm thinking, who did
it was 2-2 to you.
Jets fan.
By a score of 3-2, and your new G-Bag of the Day champion. God. It's the young Jets fan. He was born into it. Here's Lucius with L.A. Live.
My man fumbled right there at the one. Did his arms out.
I was done. I was walking out of here. Yep. I didn't have to vote.
You've had it.
Yep.
Eric, who did you vote for?
The champ.
Eric.
That's right. It went Jets fan, champ, Jets fan.
I need to pay better attention.
It's all right. It happened with that Rabbit's Lettuce interview.
Go have you a shot of Tour Liquor.
Yeah.
That's when you're really in your bag. It might make you even. Something's going on here, brothers.
I think you're right about that. Yeah.
All right, let's get into a Butt Naked Wednesday edition of LA Live right after the great Rick James.
Bam! Well, I'll let you square. It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
I have a little nephew. He's like a hillbilly. He hunts ducks. I learned a lot about duck hunting from that kid. Because I thought you just go in the woods and you find a duck and you shoot it with like an orange gun or whatever. But that's not what you do. You have to lure a male duck with like a wooden female duck. Yeah. That's someone's hobby is they get a piece of wood and they carve it till it's f***able. Nice sexy duck. And they put it by a pond and they wait with a gun. I'm like, that's just wrong on many levels because the male ducks, they're just trying to find love out here. You know? Like the duck's just across the pond with his friend like, oh my God, look at her. Like, she's so big. Like, what do I even say to her? His friend's like, just say what's up, man. He's like, nah, I can't. She's too beautiful. His friend's like, what's the worst that could happen?
It's Butt Naked Wednesday.
Yeah. Here we are. Hump day. Here it is. LA Live, 105.3 The Fan. So Wednesday, October 22nd here. Butt Naked Wednesday. Shout out to Miss Erica Badu for naming today. And seeing the future. Yes, she did. She's seen the whole future. She called it. She called the Ice Spices, the Meg Thee Stallions, the Cardi B's, any rapper that's out there twerking. She called it. She called it back in 2008. So shout out to Miss Badu for seeing the future. Oh, my God. And peace to the gods and earths out there, all 5% of y'all. Arm, leg, arm, head. This is God Body. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Allow me to set the table with this joke from comedian Mark Forward real quick.
I went out to dinner tonight, and
The waiter came over, as they do. And he was all like, do you want pepper on that? And I was like, well, is it better with pepper on it?
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah. It's a lot better with pepper on it. And I was like, well, why didn't you finish it in the kitchen? Like, are there other ingredients back there that you are withholding that will increase the flavor of my meal? Why are we playing this game, Daniel?
Oh, man, that's real right there. Hold on.
But at the end of the day, it's about taking it a day by a time.
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on, man. Oh, yeah.
Day by time.
Day by time, dog.
What's up, LA?
Hey, what's up, man? How you feeling?
Yeah.
One more. I'll do this one. Jeez, my computer's so slow. I hope the next place is faster. Jeez. My God.
Hey!
They're taking all the same computers over.
Crap.
Still running Windows XP.
like a bad relationship. Hey, babe, we moved. We got a new spot. I'm going to be a different person. The new place.
You're right. Yeah, I heard that one before.
Get my life together. LA Live 105.3 The Fan, Buck Naked Wednesday. I got a question for the Tolos. Tolos, a turn it on, leave it on listener of this station. What doesn't make any damn sense? Man, that don't make any damn sense.
No sense.
What doesn't make any damn sense? I asked this to the Tolos that follow me on Facebook. I'll jump it off. You boys can jump in. Or if you receive something on the fan text, please holler it out, fam. Start off, Tolo said, sports owners not paying for their own stadiums. Ooh, that don't make any damn sense.
Fair?
Okay. How about this one? Kamikaze pilots wearing helmets don't make any damn sense.
I guess you know what you're getting into.
Man, they had some badass jackets they wore, though.
Those bomber jackets?
Yeah,
and
with the fur on the neck.
Boots with the fur.
Yeah, they're badass.
People not having bidets in their homes doesn't make any damn sense.
I've never used one, but I trust you, Lucius. You tell me that's a good thing.
They're amazing.
The first time you used it, though.
Is it scary?
Were you a little apprehensive, like the idea of it?
I didn't know how to use it. It took a time, you know. Then you start finding your own.
I'm just kind of like, I got a mental block there.
Is it cold sometimes? Is the water a little cold?
It can be a little cold sometimes. It can be room temperature. You know, it's all right. But I'm so used to it now.
Imagine it's like the air fryer of the bathroom. Once you get one,
gosh,
you'll never live without
the
one.
Game, yeah. Sounds like a middle school water fountain back there when I'm using it. Wish it around and spit it back out.
Oh!
It's a fact, Jack. What doesn't make any damn sense? Why it takes 0.5 seconds to charge my credit card, but it takes a week to get that refund.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's
legacy financial system's broken.
That's pretty nasty.
If you don't get that money in by close of business on Friday, you got to wait 3 more days. Why? Computers are on. The internet's cooking.
Yeah, what's taking you so long?
Yeah.
And what's a service fee?
Whew.
What is that?
A scam.
What is that, too?
I got a throwback one, a reference that everybody might not get, but it doesn't make sense that Chewbacca lives on Endor. Do you get that one?
Chewbacca lives
the South
on
Park Johnny Cochran episode.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, one of the great rants in South Park history.
I missed it.
Endor.
What doesn't make sense anymore? Yeah, I totally missed it too.
Yeah, that's weird. It does not make sense. You know,
welcome to my world,
Chewbacca.
Dawson.
Chewbacca lives on an Endor with a bunch of 2 foot tall Ewoks,
and he sticks out like a sore thumb.
Like Yao Ming.
Yeah, Gulliver's Travels.
Gulliver's Travels. Yeah.
All right, what doesn't make any damn sense? This Tolo says, why the word bra is singular, but panties is plural.
That is...
Wow.
That's weed.
That's deep.
That's underwear is singular.
That's deep.
That is deep.
That's deep. Using money to withdraw to get money? Doesn't make any damn sense to this Tolo. How about this one? Why experience is required for some entry-level jobs. Doesn't make any sense to this, Tolo.
How are you going to get the experience if you don't work?
Yeah.
I need this job to get the experience, dude.
Shout out to this Tolo on the fan text, but doesn't make sense anymore. LA Live doesn't make sense anymore.
No, man. You guys ever have a problem with, like, making reservations and, like, the restaurant doesn't seat you at the time of the reservation? Like, they seat you, like, 15, 20 minutes later?
Very annoying. Yeah.
Why?
What's the point of the reservation?
What's the point of the reservation if you're going to seat me 20 minutes later? I don't know.
Yeah.
You want to call anybody out?
No. There should be a time that you book for. Like, and you should know at the end of your dinner, oh, we only have 8 minutes left in our reservation. Because that's the people waiting too long in front of you.
A lot of
right?
sitting around.
They're ordering a fourth cocktail.
Yeah.
You know, you got Bobby Bolton Sean understand. Over there.
I mean, I can understand not having a reservation, having to wait around. But when you make a reservation and then you have to wait around 10 extra 15 minutes for somebody, I don't know.
Same thing at the doctor.
Yeah.
You know, and I know sometimes they got things that come up.
I never get to the doctor on time. I'm always waiting. It's one of the most annoying things. That's why I hate going.
I need to go to the doctor. What doesn't make any damn sense? Tolo says the liquor laws on Sunday.
That's,
just be open.
Blue laws, right?
Yeah. Brutal.
Yeah, it's pretty. You guys ever heard of the rolling bartender around this areas?
No.
Rolling bartender? Or the shot lady?
No.
Go in there and get you a shot. Yeah.
On Sundays?
Yeah.
Like a little food truck, but with the bar?
Yeah, kind of like that. Maybe like a little Regal. And you pop that trunk open. Like, damn, we got all kinds of liquor back here. You get all excited, and it makes you a cup.
Like a solo cup?
Yeah, it makes you a solo cup.
They should at least slide the starting time back to 11:30 so you can get in and get home before the football starts, right?
I mean, yeah, you can buy beer and wine, but ain't no liquor. No liquor. What doesn't make any damn sense? No smoking at the gas pump, but the trash cans at the gas pump have ashtrays.
I've never noticed that one.
Neither have I.
Yeah.
He could be totally lying, but it sounds good. That it takes 1 hour to burn a slice of cake doesn't make any damn sense. That's another one. I don't know if he's telling the truth or not, but it sounds good.
Is that the Herschel Walker? Just drink some water, do some sit-ups, eat the whole cake?
Yeah, just drink some water. Just drink some water. Take a bath. Take a bath. You'll be okay. What doesn't make any damn sense? Why don't they board a plane back to front?
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah,
but now
group A and everything, and they got to walk. You walking by and everything, and they looking at you.
Yeah,
yeah.
Didn't make any sense how Charles Barkley looks so thin sitting atop the Popeye sign.
Yeah, he does, man.
He looks like he has lost some weight.
He looks great.
Yeah. Off-season bod.
Good for him. What else we got right here? What doesn't make any damn sense? Anyone can post any false information on social media without any consequences. That's a fact.
Yeah. Do what you want.
It's true.
That's a fact. Teachers' salaries don't make any sense. That's a thing.
Yeah, you should make that the most attractive job to recruit the best and the brightest.
Come on.
Not just the people that enjoy teaching.
Come on, bro.
Yeah, you got to be good at it.
Have you changed your thought about this? Didn't we have a big discussion about this one time?
They used to beat Dawson up about this.
Yeah.
Well, I think that point was just about like...
I'm proud of you for switching.
You get 3 months off a year.
I'm so proud of you.
For summer.
Yeah. There he goes.
Yeah, here we go. Like, now go ahead. Here's the slam.
You get 3 months off.
Go ahead. Why do you get time off? I don't understand why they get time off.
You deal with those kids. I mean, that's why you need 3 months.
They make such an impact on your lives, you know? And these kids, like, you still think about the teachers.
Yes. Yeah. Proud of you, Dawson, for...
Well, I mean, they did come after me pretty good, but
yeah, they cooked them.
You know, I still think my original point kind of holds that it's a great career. You know, 3 months off? You kidding me?
I mean, the summers I'm sure are nice, very nice.
I think my biggest beef with school now is that you're just keeping the kids for way too long.
Way too long. You're putting all these tasks on them. It's all about like memorizing things instead of actually learning and thinking critically.
Yes,
it's just memorize
thinking.
Stuff.
Yeah.
And the like, you had to sit in these rooms for an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. I know when I was in high school, it was an hour and 40 minutes per class.
What?
Like, brutal. Come on, fam. I'm out of here, bro. Damn. And then you want to give me homework?
Yep.
Yeah, come on, man. Stop playing with us.
I think 30% of it is teaching. 70% of that is the state needs a way to keep your kids busy while you go work, you know, because we got to have both parents working now. I think that's a big part of why the school day is so damn long.
Too damn long.
And training these kids how to be at menial tasks for 9 hours a day.
Yeah, facts.
Without
facts.
Pulling their hair out.
What doesn't make any damn sense? Why Dak still is not getting his flowers?
I think we're talking about him pretty well.
Maybe not nationally.
Oh, nationally? Yeah. Okay.
They're in denial still. Only took us about 2 games to see it.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Ballin'. He's my MVP.
Yeah, Dak's that dude.
It's at plus 3,000, by the way, on most sports books. I think it's worth a small wager.
I'll throw a 10-ski on it.
So I'll put some money together and do it.
I'm in.
Look, he's even got Eric being objective, bro. That's how you know it's real. That's how you know it's real.
I was objective the entire time.
You were.
But Dak Real is.
Eject him out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, you said objective? Oh, I thought you said inject.
It would be eject him.
Yeah. And eject.
And it was simply not paying him $60 million.
Let's shoot that guy into the sun.
Get him out of here.
While I munch on this tomahawk chop.
I didn't know where you was going.
Me?
What doesn't make any damn sense? This Tolo says BBLs. BBLs.
Especially if they smell.
Yeah, there's the BBL smell, so I hear.
Can you tell?
I can 100% tell nowadays.
Can you tell? How do you tell, please?
They all look the same.
Eye test. Yeah.
Yeah, they all look the same nowadays. It's a certain look nowadays.
It is.
Yeah. Me and my wife's old girlfriend.
Scout me up.
We were with her before the BBL. Now she's got a BBL. Can't touch her. She thinks she's brand new. New body.
Doesn't pass the sniff test.
Doesn't pass the sniff test.
Nope, that's a BBL.
This Tolo wants to know, what is white chocolate? It doesn't make any sense to him. What is white chocolate?
Bro, I was thinking about that the other day when we got the delivery with the strawberries and whatnot.
It looks like good, man.
And
they put food coloring in it?
White chocolate. Like,
it's really not actual chocolate, is it?
I was stopping down, like, isn't that just vanilla? But it's vanilla not,
chocolate.
Though. Because it does taste.
But it is white chocolate.
It does taste different. I don't know. I don't
know. Like, your wife super happy with you bringing that home?
She was fired up, dude.
Was she?
She's like, oh my God, you have chocolate?
They love chocolate.
They do.
Oh, got it just for you.
Yeah.
Isn't it just Jason Williams? Isn't it?
Yeah. That's what I thought about too at first. I was like, what are we? You don't know who Jason Williams is, son?
You do have cocoa butter, sugar, and milk solids, but no cocoa solids, which is what makes it officially chocolate. So it's kind of chocolate adjacent.
Shout out to raw cocoa butter. That's what I smell like damn near all the time. Let me get these out of the way so we can get on out of here. What doesn't make any damn sense? Mariah Mills' body.
Is that Zion's girl?
Uh-huh.
Was?
Yeah. 8-hour work days plus 40-hour work weeks. Doesn't make any damn sense to this Tolo. Who's that Ford? Is that Henry Ford that put us in that game?
Damn
Sounds
it,
about
Hank.
Right.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Billionaire.
That's about right.
He was a Hitler lover.
Doesn't make any damn sense that people are still crying about Luca.
Luca.
You know what? Let people do their thing. They're upset.
And
kind of pathetic.
Is it kind of pathetic that we're still talking about it?
Yeah, I think
we're trying not to talk.
He was never going to be around forever.
Was he not? I feel like he was, unless I was just fine.
I think he was going to retire, Mav.
Yeah. He moves around like his feelings were hurt.
Come on, he's just weighing us down.
Oh, dang.
The anchor.
Jeez.
Gosh.
All right.
I'll be black tomorrow.
Black tomorrow. All right, yeah. Anyway, yeah, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow. Shout out to this dentist. He said, when people say they hate the dentist, but their teeth are changing colors like leaves.
Ooh.
Guilty.
Guilty. My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That's my time. I'm out of here, y'all.
Lucius. LA Live every night, 5:40 here in the nation. Why our guys are not closing the books on the Max Crosby reports and rumors, even though you had the report last night. We'll get to that. And a rim session coming up at 6:20. We'll be talking basketball here with you. It's the nation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.